The Chief Executive Officer of Kama Group of Companies, Dr. Michael Ejekum Addo, has asked Ghanaians to have confidence in locally manufactured drugs rather than imported ones. This is because local pharmaceutical companies follow laid down regulations and procedures in the manufacturing process. Dr. Ejekum Addo was speaking on GTV's current affairs program Talking Point, which discussed the importation of fake and substandard drugs in Ghana. He said the rate at which substandard drugs are imported is disturbing, and Ghanaians must desist from going in for cheap things.
When you buy a thing that is Kama, the logo is there, the name is there, and the license is from Allura from Kama. First and foremost, why do you have to license drugs? Because it's life and death issue. Everything that's got to do with life and death, because our life, like ammunition, to produce, to store, to use, you have to have life, like vehicles, like drugs. Not to have license, and that's why you need a professional. Now, to get a license, you have to go through a specialized training. Sometimes after the investment, before you begin such a license. Not only your money, but even your environmental shape also counts. When you are getting the license, then you go to register the particular product which is going to sell the healthcare product. So, you register with the FDA, they allow you to assess everything and say, okay, this.
That was the Chief Executive Officer of Kama Group of Companies, Dr. Michael Ejekum Addo. A clinical pharmacist and a member of the Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana, Mrs. Ellen Sam, described counterfeiting of drugs as terrorism and called on all to come on board in declaring war against it.
It affects the consumer in numerous ways. Some say that they have the active ingredients, but not in the correct amount, like you said. Some don't have anything at all. Some actually have poisonous substances. So, for example, if you are asthmatic and you bought a fake medicine and it's okay, your asthma is going to get worse, so you die. If you are hypertensive and you need the correct dose to bring your blood pressure down, and you buy something that has not just touched a contain, it means that your body is just going to shoot up, and you suffer a stroke or something else, and you die. That's why I'm saying that counterfeiting of medicine is terrorism on public health.
There was a clinical pharmacist and member of the Pharmaceutical Society of Ghana, Mrs. Ellen Sam. For his part, the president of the Consumer Protection Agency, Kofi Kapito, admitted that the agency is aware of the menace, but described it as being perpetrated by international cartels. Smuggling of fake drugs, according to him, is not peculiar to Ghana. Mr. Kapito, however, said government and agencies responsible must make sure it is reduced to the barest minimum to protect consumers.